Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew continues in his sermon series on 1 Peter with this sermon entitled, The Roaring Lion, preached March 11th, 2018. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning with verse 8.
The roaring lion flees from God's people. St. Peter told us to cast all our worries upon the Lord so that we can focus our attention on the work which the Lord commands us to do. God's people work hard. They are not lazy people. St. Paul said, 1 Corinthians 15:10, he worked the hardest. He wants us to be rich in good works. God's people work hard, filled with the Holy Spirit and directed by the Holy Scriptures. So point number one, be sober and watchful. 1 Peter 5:8. We have to be self-controlled, which is Holy Ghost control. We have to be vigilant, to be aware of all reality and respond correctly to every situation that we face daily. We have a mighty enemy and his spiritual army of demons. Our enemy is the devil, the slanderer, the accuser of God's people, Satan, the deceiver, the murderer, the liar, and father of all lies, the dragon, the ancient serpent, the enemy of God and elect angels. The whole world is under the control of the evil one. 1 John 5:19. Yet the devil is a fallen, finite creature, whom Jesus Christ defeated by his death and resurrection. When we resist the devil in the name of Jesus Christ, who received all authority in heaven and on earth, the devil flees and we stand. James 4:7, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. In Christ, we can resist the devil, the roaring lion, who prowls around God's saints to swallow them up, if possible. But it is impossible. The born of God, the regenerate child of God, is vitally united to Christ by the gift of saving faith. Therefore, he perseveres to the end. He is eternally secure. Nothing in all creation is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The infinite Lion of Judah is with us. We are secure, therefore, forever. He is our defense. 1 John 2:1, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Romans 5:10, for if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Yes. Romans 8:34, who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is interceding for us. 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. The devil opposed Job, but God saved Job. The devil opposed Joshua, the high priest, but God saved Joshua. Zechariah 3:1-4. The ultimate enemy behind all persecution of God's people throughout the world is the devil and his army of demons. Christ defeated him. Christ is the victor. He is the savior of his people and the judge of the devil and demons and all unbelievers. Matthew 25:31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. Matthew 25:41, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Revelation 20:10, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation 20:15, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. God's people will be saved and saved forever, sir. Are you saved by Christ? That's my question. That is the biggest question. St. Peter said, make your calling and election sure. The Lord permits the devil to sift us like wheat, but he also prays for us that our faith may not fail. It did not ultimately fail, St. Peter. He was crucified for his faith in Jesus. Friends, we are to be sober, sir. Not filled with passion and controlled by lust and anger and ignorance. We are to be sober, to be faithful to Jesus. We are to be spirit-filled and word-filled to discern reality and respond to temptations victoriously. So we read in 1 Thessalonians 6 through 8, "So then let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as breastplate, and the hope of salvation as helmet." Jesus said, Matthew 26:41, "Watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation." You did it again. The same old sin. You were not sober. You were not watchful. You were not spirit-filled. You were not scripture-filled. We are to fast and pray and watch. We are not to give place to the devil by sinning. Ephesians 4:27 says, "Do not give the devil a foothold." Judas was careless. He loved money more than Jesus. He was drunk with the lust of the world. The world and its lusts will pass away, but he who does the will of God will live forever. A drunken man has no sense of reality. Ephesians 5:18, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit." Colossians 3:16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom." So Judas gave place to the devil through his lusts. Let me tell you about money. Luke 12:15, "Then he said to them, watch. Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." Therefore we read John 13:2-30. The devil prompted, put thoughts into the mind of Judas. Then he entered and controlled him. Then Judas left, and it was night. He betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Then he threw it away and went and hanged himself and went to hell. Jesus called him the son of perdition. He was not sober and watchful. He was careless because he was the son of perdition. The lion devoured him. Psalm 22:13, "Roaring lions, tearing their prey, open their mouths wide against me." But God keeps us from being swallowed. So friends, be watchful. 1 Peter 1:13-15, "Therefore prepare your mind for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hopes fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
You see, a sinning person is a careless person. He's a drunk. He's crazy. I did it again. Because you don't listen when I speak to you.
1 Peter 4:7. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. But mark this. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. Don't fellowship with wicked people, sir. Don't be stupid. Discern whether a person is born again, whether the person loves God. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Ephesians 5:14-17. Listen, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Friends, we are to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We are to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We are to hunger and thirst after righteousness, not money. Luke 16, careless rich man, every day was party, had good food and drink, dressed in purple. He died, went to hell. He was in fire, torment, agony. May God help us that the 2 Timothy 4:17 will be true of us. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. Friends, the devil desires in the Greek to drink down every careless believer in one gulp, as he did to Judas. St. Peter, probably quoting from Jeremiah 38:24, katapino, drink down. Friends, the devil comes through false doctrine. And leaders, I tell you, be discerning. Understand who is coming, who is going. Fight for truth and against error. The devil comes through false believers and false doctrines. 2 Corinthians 11:3-4. But I am afraid, just as Eve was deceived by serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the one you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. But such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ, wolf in sheep's clothing, false apostles. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve, hell, hell. Acts 20:29-31, I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock, even from your own number. Men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. So be sober and watchful. Pray, study the word, worship, be holy, fellowship with God's people. Hebrews 10:24-25, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Friends, know for sure that we are in Christ, who has defeated forever this devil, this roaring lion. So we read John 12:31, now is the time for judgment of this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. John 14:30, I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. John 16:11, and in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. 1 John 3:8, he who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. Hebrews 2:14-15, since the children have flesh and blood, he too, Jesus too, shared in their humanity, so by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Free at last! Free forever. Free in Jesus Christ our Lord. Point number two, fight the defeated devil. How do you fight, sir? Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, putting on the full armor, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, sir. Spirit-filled and what, sir? Word-filled. Our power is nothing less than the power which raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Ephesians 1:19, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. We died with Christ, buried with Christ, and raised with Christ to live a new life, sir, in the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ. Put on 7 pieces of armor to wrestle in Holy Ghost power. We do not flee from the devil. We stand, we wrestle, and we stand. He flees, he falls. Belt of truth, sir. Jesus prayed in the high priestly prayer, sanctify them by the truth, thy word is truth. Belt gives you strength, sir. We speak truth and we do truth. Breastplate of righteousness, imputed righteousness of Christ, and imparted righteousness, our obedience. We submit to God, resist the devil, and he flees from us. Shoes of evangelism. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. If you are saved, you will speak about Jesus Christ and his salvation. Acts 8 and verse 4, those who had been scattered by persecution preached the word wherever they went. How can they call upon the name of the Lord unless they believe? How can they believe unless they hear the gospel? How can they hear unless somebody preaches? How can somebody preach unless one is sent? Open your mouth, sir. Acts chapter 2, 4. They were all filled with the Spirit and spoke. Evangelism means you are filled with the Spirit. Shield of faith, sir, to extinguish the burning arrows designed to kill you. But by faith, the arrows are killed. The flames are extinguished. Fides est fiducia. Faith is trust in Jesus Christ. Helmet of salvation. Salvation has 3 tenses. We are saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved. Justification, sanctification, and what, sir? Glorification, sir. We are destined for glory. Sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. God said it, I believe it. I obey it. I use it against the devil. And 7th is prayer. That is, we communicate with heaven. It is his battle. We are in the field. And we communicate. That's what prayer is all about. Sir, we don't fear, we don't flee, we fight against the defeated devil in the power of the Word and Spirit. We stand. The devil flees, and we praise God, sir. Revelation 2:11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink even from death. Suffering is the lot of every believer, but Christ the victor is with every suffering believer to help him. So we say with Job, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. We fight standing firm in our faith in Jesus, who resisted the devil and defeated him forever. And so we read Romans 4:25, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. Romans 6:3 and 4, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live, what, sir? A new life! Resurrection life, sir. New life! Discover how Jesus defeated the devil. Let me tell you, he was filled with the Spirit without measure. Matthew 3:16 through 17. And the devil came to test him and tempt him. Jesus resisted the devil's temptation in Spirit's power through the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Gegraptai. It is written. It is written. It is written. The sword of the Spirit aimed at the devil in the power of the Spirit. Matthew 4:1-11. This is our model to fight the devil, the roaring lion, and wins. Point number 3, believe God's promises. God cannot lie. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is truth. Lying people. When you lie, you tell me you are not born of God. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God. And 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24, may God himself, God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. 1 Peter 5:10 says, the God of all grace. Grace is divine power to save elect sinners. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. God is the source of grace, possessor of infinite grace. He is the giver of grace. He gives grace to the humble who prays to God. Hebrews 4:16. And the grace is sufficient to meet our every need we face in life. And we finally die in grace. Peter was given grace to be crucified and resist the devil and obey Jesus. He is the God of all grace. He is the God of peace. He is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles and sufferings. Second, he is the God who called us. Not a man, a lying man. God who called us. He called us effectually. He regenerated us, and we came to Christ, to follow him. And he called us to holiness, 1 Peter 1:15. He called us to walk in the light, 1 Peter 2:9. He called us to serve, 1 Peter 2:21 and 3:9. He called us to obedience, 1 Peter 1 verse 2 and 14. He called us to eternal glory, 1 Peter 5:10. Sir, we are going to be like Jesus in glory. Why? Romans 8:29, for those God foreknew, that is, foreloved, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Philippians 3:20 and 21, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Suffering now, glory is coming. First the cross and then the crown. This is God's order. Called, justified, and what, sir? Glorified. When we are glorified, then no more sin. No more tears. No more death. No more devil. In the new heaven and the new earth, we live eternal life in eternal glory with our triune God, elect angels, and all true believers for whom Christ died. We live in eternal joy. Hallelujah. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Our present suffering lasts only a little while, but glory lasts forever. Called to eternal glory. Our present suffering is purposeful to make us holy and blameless, to make us radiant. Ephesians 5:27. Let me read to you 2 Corinthians 1:9. Indeed, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death, but this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. Romans 5:3-5. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Let me read to you from 1 Peter 4:12 through 14. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Every suffering believer, the Spirit of God is resting on him. Eternal glory is waiting for us. Come on now. That's why I'm not interested in this world and its power and its might and its lusts. Moses desired glory and prayed for it. Exodus 33:18, you read, then Moses said, show me your glory. Jesus revealed this glory. John 1
Verse 14, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Glory is our destiny, sir. 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is what, sir? Temporary. Glory, we are called to what, sir? Eternal glory. And Jesus prayed for us for glory. John 17:24, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory. The glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. God of all grace called us to eternal glory. 1 John 3:2 says, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not been made known, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. The God of all grace, this God who called us to eternal glory, this God who will help us in our sufferings and form our godly character, this God Himself will perfect us by completing our salvation. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, He who began a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 4:7-8, listen, sir, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, not only to me, but also to all who have longed for His appearing. This God Himself will make us firm in the faith. Jude 24:25, to Him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before His glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Number 3, He will empower us in the Holy Spirit. And we read, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. And finally, He is our security. He is our foundation. We stand upon God. Psalm 40, you read recently, He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Isaiah 28:16, so this is what the Sovereign Lord says, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who trusts will never be dismayed. And finally, sir, doxology. All these must cause us to praise God. To praise God. And so, I will translate 1 Peter 5:11. To Him belongs the power, forever and ever. Eternal power to do what he has promised. It is not little fellow promising everything. He says, I love you, and then divorces that same person. Let God be true, what? And all men liars. 1 Peter 4:11 says, to whom belongs glory and power forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter 5:11, I translate, to him belongs the power forever and ever. Amen. To this God of all grace, to this God who called us to eternal glory, to this God who will complete our salvation, which he began, who will make us firm in the faith, who will empower us by his Spirit, who will grant us eternal security by being our foundation. To this God alone belongs all power to accomplish our complete salvation forever and ever. Why, sir? Philippians 2:9-11, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He will do it, sir. Because he has power forever and ever and ever. Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us to be Spirit-filled and Scripture-filled, to be sober, to be watchful, that we will resist the devil and he shall flee from us. Help us, O Lord, to live a victorious Christian life. Help us to hear and do what we heard. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray that you help us to hear by the aid of your Spirit, your word, that we may believe in the truth and live for your glory. Now and forevermore, we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.